playing space.
She's like the best baby in the whole
world. She really is the best baby in the world. She's amazing.
Well, and I'm just here to, be strong.
I'm just here to make sure she gets on the plane.
Raining.
Yeah, my mental health has increasingly deteriorated from living with her father. So.
And you want to be very, very sure about what you're saying, because when you say things out loud like that, somebody else can be concerned and want to take your child from you. So be careful about what you say.
Yeah.
So even if you do feel like you have a mental health illness, you can go to God in prayer about that, but that's not something you need to say out loud. Well, first thing they're going to do is give you a warning and say, hey, no, you can't. There's a court order.
Or unless she's placed under arrest for something else that you're not aware of.
Right. That's none of my business. I'm just saying. That's usually how that
So you're giving her advice based on
knowledge. No.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah, I'm giving her my opinion.
But you don't know. I mean,
if
you're not careful, you might see her get arrested because you're telling her something that she can go. So I would be very careful.
I'm not offering legal advice. She's grown.
When you start offering legal advice, you know, you need to be very careful. I hate to see you get in trouble civilly or anything else.
Nope, I won't. I'm under contract, so.
Security guy who's just wonderful saying that the cops could arrest me for poisoning Steve because I've admitted to putting Seroquel in his wine some nights when he's totally psychotic and I don't know what to do when he's ripping apart the house, which the security guards have seen me do and have encouraged me to do it, but now they're saying that the police could arrest me for trying to poison him. Dad? Do you think that that's true? Yeah, he's had... Yeah. Kind of, but I asked him to leave the car and he refused to, so... It's just that I've been in a mentally unstable place recently because of the stress of living with Steve. And Steve is, the past few days, has been telling. Yeah. it's just, I didn't want the relationship to be over, Dad, but he told me, he gave me, that's why I was just trying to leave, so that I could be able to just get it over with, because I know he's given me no choice but to, for the relationship to be over, and it's torture for me to be living in the same city with him when the relationship is over, because he does not actually care about the baby. Security guy is saying that they just might arrest me for poisoning Steve, which is pretty horrendous for Steve to claim, but I don't know.
$9.99.
It's literally though, he has